Got an Eminent Church of England, Lecture 4. What does the congregation of God Unlimited Church of England live in their private lives? What does the congregation of God Unlimited Church of England live in their private lives? Well, for one thing, they are not living in their private lives royalty. They are not living the life of royal beings. They are living in their life the lives of the commoners. Now, why are they living in their lives the life of the commoner? What is a royal being? A royal being is one that is, by standards, royal. Can you be a royal being and not be, by standards, royal?
Yes.
What would make you really a royal being and not, by standards, royal, but a royal being?
My divine self, living my divine self.
Living your divine self?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how would you go about living your divine self? Now, you think the royal family lives their divine self. The royal family does things that's right. But now, how does the rest of the world fit into the picture when the royal family does their thing by their own divine way? Well, you live by a divine standard that's far greater than anything the royal family ever dreamed about. And how do you live by that standard far greater than anything that the royal family ever dreamed about? You live by being yourself and having fun, by listening within, and by being totally in charge of yourself. How can you be totally in charge of yourself? What does the congregation of God Unlimited Church of England live in their private lives? The congregation of the Church of God Unlimited Church of England live in their private lives being themselves and having fun. Now, you say, what a wonderful thing to do. What a wonderful way to be. What a wonderful way to live. Well, it isn't. It is not a wonderful way to live. It's not a wonderful way to be. It's not a wonderful way to do. Because it has nothing to do with what you feel is good and what you feel is wonderful. What does a divine being do? Does a divine being judge? Does a divine being look at another person and see that they are good or bad or indifferent? Does a divine being look at his world and look at himself and say there's improvement to be made? You see, what else you got? The human is always looking for those things. The human is always looking for something that's touching and caring and sensitive, that you help that little old lady across the street. you help the children with their homework, and you're doing all these things. And that's not what being yourself and having fun is. Being yourself and having fun is being who you are, and being that in its divine way. And who is it that you are? Now, you say, well, it'd be easy to do that. Would it be easy to be divine? Yeah. We have a young man, he calls himself Johnny Divine. And he's down in New Zealand, and we have Christy Divine here. And these are all beautiful things, but are you really divine? Is he really divine? Are you living by your standards, or are you living by the standards of the world around you? Now, the congregation of the God Unlimited Church of England live by their own standards, not the standards of the world about them. The standards of the world about them say, do unto others as you'd like to have them do unto you. What would a spiritually illumined master say with that sentence? Anybody got the answer? Do unto others as you would have the world do unto you, as you would have others do unto you. What does divine master say?
Everything is in divine order.
I do unto myself
It's action, please, yeah. Go ahead.
I do want to myself what I want to see in the world.
I do what makes me happy.
Okay.
I do want to do myself, but I do what makes me, I don't care if you like it or not. I do what makes me happy. But I don't care whether you like it or not, because you don't exist as a judgment in my life. You are not judging me. I am not judging myself. I'm just being myself and having fun. I am not doing this, doing to others as you'd have them do unto you. I'm not doing my life for that reason. I'm just, what's the other double word phrase that we use? Unconditionally loving. I'm unconditionally loving. If I'm unconditionally loving, I just do everything because I want to do it, because I'm so happy. I do everything because I am such a joyous, wonderful, fulfilled, satisfied person. You understand? And when you are a joyous, fulfilled, satisfied person, you are not doing it doing others as you'd have them do. You don't care if anyone does anything to you. You don't do it for that purpose. Now, I'm going to go over to Christie's house because she has a cold. I'm going to take her a bowl of soup, chicken soup. And I'm going to give her this bowl of chicken soup, and I'm going to say, Christie, I hope you get well soon. And then I go back home. And then Christie looks at me and she says, you know, looks at her son, is that the image I'm giving out, that I'm sick, that I need a bowl of soup? Am I giving out that sort of image about myself, that I'm sick? If that's the image I'm giving out, I've got a problem. So Christie immediately says, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home, I'm fantastic, I'm great. And do you eat the soup? Sure. Why not? It's good soup. Okay. And you eat the soup and you wash the bowl and you jump in your car and drive next door and give the bowl back, you know. And why don't you walk next door? Not because I'm going for a mountain climb, you know. I'm just delivering the bowl back on my way up to the Matterhorn. I'm going to climb the Matterhorn. And you say, wait, I thought you were taking a bath. No, that's what you thought. You want to come along? Oh boy, come on along. Oh boy, come on. I'm going. But if you don't want to come, that's okay. But somebody's got to look after you. You're silly, Christy. You just got out of your sick bed. You just been cold. Well, here, that was the image that you had of me. That's not who I was. You see, the world will have images of us. And they will act toward us as though we are sick, as though we have problems. And this is not what God Unlimited teaches. Does it? This is not what the Church of England teaches. It teaches all is in divine order now. Who said that? Did you say it? You said that?
Yes.
You said all is in divine order now. Why did you say all is in divine order now?
So it is.
Well, why is it so it is?
Because I can, how can I find anything that is not in order? Then I am not in order. So everything is in order now.
Because
I am in order.
Because you are in order, right. But you see, don't ever throw that I am not in order in there.
No.
And that gets you in trouble. There's no judgment. She is divine order, and therefore everything's in divine order. You are divine order, therefore everything is divine. If you are divine order, could you be in any better order? You're in the best, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're in divine order and you're the best, then you are a great expression of what the Church teaches. See, then you are what the Church does in their private lives. You are living what the Church does in their private lives. Now, what do you do in your private life? What sort of thoughts do you think? What sort of attitudes do you have? Are you a member of the Church of England?
I'm the right church. The Church of I Like Me. God Unlimited, you know, to healing in Temple, California.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm universal. I'm belonging to everyone. Unlimited in my expression and beingness.
You are. You belong everywhere, and everywhere belongs to you. Now, is there anything that's necessary to make you happy?
No.
Why not?
because I'm fulfilled congregation.
So, in other words, the lives, the private lives of the people of the Church of England are fulfilled from within.
Mm.
And what do they get when they're fulfilled from within?
Nothing, because they're fulfilled.
They get the feeling of happiness, the feeling of contentment, the feeling of oneness, the feeling of being at peace with themselves. They get the feeling that all is in divine order, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Sylvia?
Yes.
And what would you add to that? What is it that, what does the Congregation of God Unlimited Church of England live in their private lives?
Well, what we just said means that they are being themselves and having fun, that's what they get.
Well, that's what we teach, that's true. Now, do you think that Christy is doing that? Can you give a few examples of how Christy does that?
Being herself and having fun.
How she lives this in her private life.
Well, she has created a child in her life, and which is a pure reflection of her inner purity and innocence.
When she has time, she created a child in her life.
Yes, well, yeah.
For her weekend child. And so she has a child on the weekends to enjoy and have, and then give him, and then return him to his mommy for the week activities. Yeah. Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what else does she do that she expresses being herself and having fun?
Well, she creates a lot of people in her daily life coming to her office and just enjoying her staying and seeing them all and perfect.
And is she a successful practitioner?
She's an absolute successful practitioner.
And how does she practice?
Well, she practices this herself. Before she's in that office, she knows she's all and perfect.
And when she does that, then what happens to the people that come in the world?
Well, they just delight in their own wholeness and perfection and maybe even wonder why they feel so great.
And there just are no problems in her world.
No.
Everything that comes to her mind instantly is done, right?
Exactly.
Everything that comes to her mind instantly is revealed to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the most famous, wonderful, fabulous woman of all of England, right?
Right.
Yes. And because she's the most fabulous, successful woman of England, she always takes her responsibilities with responsibility. And that is, when she determines to take a course, she does the lessons as they are required to do, and she does the book reviews as they're required, because she doesn't find it tedious or time-consuming. She finds it uplifting and supportive of her being herself and having fun. Correct?
True.
True. So, if ever people come in my world and they make promises and they don't keep the promises, I think to myself, they are not people of responsibility. They are not people of nobility. And now, are you a noble lady?
Oh, yes.
A noble lady. And do you always fulfill whatever you agree to do?
Yes.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Now, do you think that you live what your church teaches?
Yes.
And how do you teach what your church teaches? How do you teach what your church teaches? Well then, how do you...
Living it.
How do you live it? How do you live it?
Be myself and have fun.
Yeah. But how do you live it? Now we come to those illustrations we talked about during the day today. What would be some illustration of living it?
I'm happy with myself.
No, come on. What did Sylvia do? Sylvia gave a bunch of illustrations about you. Ellen did, Ingeborg did. Now, what you can certainly give an illustration about yourself. Now, to be yourself and have fun, say for instance, do you ever have any ants come into your life, or any flies come into your office, or any critters come into your world in your office?
I have people come to me for healing.
For healing?
For healing.
An ant? Oh, you're talking now. People come to you. people come to you for treatment.
For treatment.
You see, you got to watch. This is why we have to be careful. Because the word healing means to be done. Healed is done, and whole is never having to be done. So the University of Wholeness is complete and fulfilled. Now, do you create people coming to you as wholeness or healing or healed?
Wholeness.
Wholeness, okay. Now, and what sort of wholeness experiences do they have that they bring to your attention? Like, do they have cancer? Do they have broken legs? Do they have colds? Do they have these things? Do they bring that to you?
I see them well and perfect, nothing.
Well, what do they bring to you?
Fulfillment of their desires.
And what is the fulfillment of their desire?
Well and perfection. Wholeness and perfection.
What is the fulfillment of their desires? To be themselves
and have fun.
You see, now, isn't that a lot better than not having cancer anymore?
Better.
You see, I throw these things at you as a challenge and sort of as a pin to punch you as I can, but you recognize that is not your problem. You recognize that all is in divine order, right? And you recognize that there is nothing to be healed. Everything is whole and perfect.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Now what about you? Are you whole and perfect? Is every moment of your life whole and perfect? Is every attitude of your life whole and perfect? Do you ever say to anybody that you're not whole and perfect in any way at all? And do you ever indicate to them in any way at all?
I've never taken a sick leave. So I'm always whole and perfect.
Don't be proud of not taking a sick leave. If you're not sick and you don't take a sick leave, I can say that that's a good thing. But the thing is, I am whole and perfect. Why would you take a sick leave? Because you're sick. No. You never took one because you're not sick, and big deal. This is natural for you not to be sick. It's natural to be whole and perfect. I'll tell you, it depends. It's natural for you to live in that wholeness, right? Now, can you do that?
Yes, I live it.
Does the congregation of your church do that?
Yes, of course.
And do they always do it?
Yes.
Why then do you have any practitioners in your church?
Just practice what I believe.
And what is it that you believe? All is in divine order?
All is in divine
order. Being yourself and having fun, yeah.
Surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances.
And is that good?
Yeah.
And does it work?
It works.
Now, did you practice that on Ibu Bay today?
Of course I did.
Did you see results?
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
And we were singing. And he keeps asking me, say it again.
And you see how important all this stuff is?
Surrounded by harmonious beings. Mm-hmm. Divine beings.
It's a matter of you being separated from the circumstance. You understand me?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're too close to the circumstance, you are bound up in it, and you can't see its purity. What did Jesus say to the people who were after the woman who was supposed to have been a bad lady?
Whoever says he's, should first of all cast.
He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Okay, now, why did he say that? Because all these people were sinned, they were terrible? No.
He's trying to actually talk about non-judgmental and not speaking.
They do not judge you, and neither do I.
And not stick their nose on other people's business.
And is this what you teach?
Definitely.
Non-judgmental?
Non-judgmental.
And are you non-judgmental?
I am.
Now, if you are non-judgmental, how can you ever see that there's anything that you're non-judgmental of?
Because everything is perfect.
Everything what?
I see everything as reflections of me as purity.
everything as an expression of you that is spiritual. Okay? And is that expression good?
Good.
And is that being yourself and having fun?
Definitely.
And what sort of illustration would you give of being yourself and having fun? How would you say that the people in their private lives live? What sort of things do they do? Do they go swimming? Do they go dancing? Do they? Yeah, Ellen. See, what do they do?
I see my world being myself and having fun. I dedicate time to my spiritual growth, my introspection.
Well, we're being generic, aren't we? Let's be specific.
Specific. I love going to work and seeing my world in harmony.
I love going to my office and seeing all of the doctors there coming in with light in their eye because they realize everything is in divine order or whatever. But you see, let's start to give an illustration. I love it when my nurses come into my department and they all say, gee, I like it when we're busy, but I like it when we're not busy too. Because when we're not busy, then we have done our work. Everything is in divine order. Now, do your nurses do that?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Do your doctors do that?
I do.
Do you do that?
I do.
Now, what about this person here? Is that person a perfect representation of your thought?
Yes.
Is that person unhappy when you're unhappy?
There's nothing to be unhappy about.
Good. Good. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and this question has great ramifications to it. How old is this person?
Eternal.
Huh?
Eternal.
No, I'm
Potter. That's what you think. You are immortal.
Try that.
You are immortal. You are immortal, and you are all. You are the wisdom of the universe. And you see, if you look at him as being a person rather than a baby, if you look at him as being a master instead of a child, see, then you will see everything in divine order, you know what I mean? And it's up to you to see that, and it's up to you to be that to see that. You understand? It's up to you to be that to see that. Now, are you able to be that and see that? See, that's a big test. It's a real big test, but it's one that you can very readily handle. And you're able to handle it, aren't you? Now, what about your niece? Is she a super lady? You're going to say yes, of course. Now, does she have everything going her way?
Yes.
What sort of head does she have on her shoulders?
Being herself and having fun.
She's an absolute genius, right? She's an absolute master. She is an absolutely fulfilled person, right?
Yes.
That kind of mess? And what about Ugo? What sort of a character is he?
He's a genius.
Come.
He's a genius.
I said that.
He's brilliant.
That's what genius means.
He's a gentleman.
A gentleman, huh?
He's self-disciplined.
Self-disciplined.
Successful. Independently.
Is that your separate self? Your alter ego speaking over there?
Yeah. He's a reflection of me.
So now we're getting down to bed. So,
he's a reflection of me.
Does he like to wear skirts? He's a reflection of you. Does he like to wear skirts?
In terms of his spiritual. A reflection of me in my thoughts.
He is always clothed in his divinity as you are clothed in your divinity. And he wears his divinity like a royal being. and he is perfect in every way. Now, has he got a good mind?
He is.
Is he sought after by everyone?
He is.
Is he so independently wealthy that he's just amazing?
He is.
Are you independently wealthy?
Definitely.
Is it amazing?
No.
Are you independently wealthy?
Yes.
Yes. And is it amazing? No. It's just a normal thing. Right? Mm-hmm. Is it the normal? It's really amazing. Oh, how did that ever happen? You know, but if it's a normal thing, then you say it's normal. I try to put you in
mind. I respect.
Your reflection. And who you are. Are you independently wealthy?
Yes.
Well, if you're independently wealthy, why are you surprised at being independently wealthy? I am not surprised. Oh, home. Fine. Brother, can you spare a dime? Now, this is wonderful. But this is what the Church of God Unlimited, Church of England, teaches, right?
Yes.
Is this what you teach?
Yes.
Now, who are the members of the Church of God Unlimited, Church of England, in England? Who are the members?
Myself.
Every person you create in your life is a member of your church. Every person that comes into your life, you created them, right?
Yes.
Is a member of your church. So, all the doctors are members of your churches. Your church. All the nurses are members of your church. Your niece, your nephew, your sisters, your families, all these people. Every single person that you know is a member of your church. Every person. Now, do they know it?
Yes.
Do they live it?
Yes.
And are they happy in it?
Yes.
Are they contributing to your church?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Are they contributing mentally, physically, and spiritually?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are you happy with that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what are you going to do about them? We have the statement here. What does the congregation live in their private lives? Now, you have looked at Princess Diane. And you have thought about Princess Diane. She's a rather remarkable girl, right? Right? Well, they said bad things about her, too. But yeah, she's a rather remarkable girl. Okay? Okay. Did she live the kind of life that you would recommend that your membership live?
She is herself.
Yes.
And I am myself. She lives her divinity while I live my divinity.
Yes, you live your divinity too, don't you?
You go to last spot. You stay in the house. Then you stay in the house.
All right, now describe what you said.
You stay in the house.
I stay in the house. Yes. I like it here.
I hear it by God of you. Then you want to swim.
Now, what is he saying?
That myself and he has himself and myself.
Yeah.
You want to be in my party.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to come to his party?
To his practice?
Party!
Well, oh, party! Yeah. Well, when is the party going to be?
A party to
Nigeria.
In Nigeria? Oh, I like that. A birthday party, huh?
Yeah.
My body's taking it.
That's great. You see, a world traveler. Now, he's totally independent. I told you, he's ageless. He's ageless. And, Ibu Bey, I don't think you recognize the fact that every day is my unbirthday. Every day is my unbirthday. Being myself and having fun. I have a party every day.
I will buy you one.
What
did you say? I will buy a double one of big one for you.
Yes?
So he will buy a big one for you.
No, I will buy a big one for Mr. Candle.
You're very nice, and thank you.
You buy a big one for Mr. Candle.
For Mr. Candle. That's lovely.
I'm going to buy one for him.
And Mr. Cameron appreciates that too. Mm-hmm. And you see how you live this? See how you live this? And he's going to be a great orchard one of these days. You watch and see. He is already. But he got a fabulous kid here.
He is a talker.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He becomes a leader.
Yeah. Outstanding. Well, we have done pretty well here, haven't we? Beautiful. Now, have you realized? Well, you are the congregation of the Church of God in England, and the place of children, and what does the congregation of God Unlimited Church of England live in their private lives? They are themselves and they have fun, which we have said so often. Now, is he a good example? Now, are you a good example?
Yes, I am.
Well, then, go for it. Go for it. Okay. Have a lovely evening and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.